the weekend and time for the American Dream on Wham Talk 1600. I used to be a renegade. I used to fool around. But I couldn't take punishment and had to settle down. Now I'm playing it real straight. And guess I cut my hair. You might think I'm crazy, but I don't even care. Cause I can tell what's going on. It's hip to be square.
The American Dream. Jay McNally.
Hi, folks, and good morning. Well, it's actually afternoon, 12:04, and if I don't sound like Jay McNally, it's because, well, I'm not Jay McNally. My good buddy and good friend Jay McNally has asked me late Thursday to fill in for him while he enjoys the CPAC conference, and Downriver Darren is also there. So the whole crew is up at CPAC, and that leaves me to come in and mind the store with Derek Stone, of course, the inevitable Derek Stone manning the production studio. But we're all happy to be here, and it's great to have a nice time slot that Jay's got. So we're going to get to Jay. He's going to have a whole lot of stuff and a bunch of interviews for us to go through today. Great show, so you want to hang in there. And I think we have Jay, actually, on line one. We're going to bring him in right now. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning. How are you doing, Gary?
Great, great. Happy to be here. Thank you so much, Jay, for giving me the opportunity. Love to come in at this wonderful hour of 12 o'clock and talk to you.
It sure beats that morning stuff, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
When I started out, I was on at 7 a.m. I am up in Lansing right now at Michigan CPAC. This is the second annual event, and it's a who's who of conservative figures in Michigan conservatism. Several national speakers. In fact, the keynote speaker, Dr. Mark Taylor, you're going to be interviewing him at the bottom of the hour. He wrote a book about the marketing of Barack Obama. I saw him give a presentation just about 2 hours ago, and man, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing how America is being manipulated by the media, which has an obvious political interest in what they're doing. And when I grew up, it was that way a little bit, but nothing like it is right now.
Yeah, so, it's amazing, isn't it, how Obama has just manipulated our society. And one of the great things are these CPAC conferences to get people motivated and to get information out there. So how long is it, a two-day event, Jay? What's going on with CPAC?
One day, started this morning and ends at 6 o'clock. And there's about 40 different speakers talking about a very wide range of issues from health care. I'm going to be speaking at two of them. I'm going to be giving a talk about the Healthcare Compact, and joining me will be Rob Steele, and I'm also going to be talking about something we're calling Project Kirk, which is about Russell Kirk, who is, of course, the Michigan author who basically wrote the book on American conservative back in 1952. But this conference has got all sorts of stuff going on. There's Stacy Swimp is here. Stacy has been on my show. He's a very eloquent African-American who's talking about how the conservative message is in the DNA, so to speak, of a great many black people, particularly pastors. And we just have to work with them to better facilitate the message so that a whole five generations of blacks who have been indoctrinated by the leftist Democrat agenda can understand that they're going down the wrong path with all this socialism.
Yeah, that's
awesome here.
That's absolutely true. We've seen that so much, and that's why we like the round table that Pastor Yule and Dell and Phil do on this station is so informative. I listened to it the full hour today on the way into the station, so very informative.
Yeah. Who else we got? We got a whole bunch of judges here. Now, it's interesting here. The last year, the founder of this conference, Norm Hughes, came up with several task forces. He said that the Tea Party movement, as well as conservative activists, need to focus on specific issues. And the first of the issues was right to work. And that has led to a legislation being drafted, and a senator and a state rep prepared to introduce legislation, and which has created a backlash, by the way, from the unions. And now they are embarked on an incredible effort to put an initiative on the ballot that would make the way it is part of the Constitution, which would mandate that everybody, their rights to collective bargaining cannot be infringed on and impede on the rights of ordinary folks. So anyways, out of this thing, right now we also have an education task force that's going to be coming up with some creative ideas on new legislation that can cut back on the government, really the very sad, pathetic tragedy of government education, especially in the elementary schools and in cities like Pontiac, Benton Harbor, Flint. There's also a judicial accountability task force, which is going to try to make some of these judges accountable, and several other things. It's really awesome. A whole bunch of college kids are here. So there really is a youthful dynamic taking place in the conservative movement. Ralph Reed is one of the speakers who's going to be speaking at noon. So it's pretty exciting. We are, and following me, by the way, you're going to be listening to Representative Dave Adjema, who is from the Granville area, which is near Grand Rapids, and he has come up with some legislation relating to illegal immigration.
Right. That's one of my hot buttons, Jay. Illegal immigration. I'd like to see Michigan follow Arizona on that, on some kind of a law.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's a tragedy both for the families coming in and especially for America, and it destroys the rule of law, as you're well aware. So yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to see that you are getting a good college crowd there. That means maybe the liberal grip on our universities is not what it has been in the past, and maybe it's swinging back the other way.
Oh yeah, these young kids. I had one of them, Nick. His name escapes me, Kowalski on the talk show, and then I went up and talked at his Michigan State University youth group. These kids today have resources that you and I never had when we were in college, and they have the internet, they have much more talk radio, they have so many more resources, and the message is getting out. The message is absolutely getting out there.
Well, and it's getting out there thanks to people like you, Jay, for stepping up and doing what you do and working with this radio station and doing these kind of shows, because this is one of the more informative shows, and you bring up things that people need to know about, and I learn every time I listen to you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just interrupted by Dave Parker, who is from Ann Arbor here, as well as Tony DeMott, who's with Campaign for Liberty. I think that what we see here is a new tide and a new trend, especially with the energy of the Tea Party movement. People are, especially following the debacle of 07 and 08, the housing meltdown, where most of us lost about anywhere from 30 to 50% of our pensions and savings, and our housing, nearly all housing in America, declined in value by anywhere from 30% or more. I see what's happening here anyways, and this is basically a microcosm of what's going around the country, is that folks who never were involved in politics before now are trying to get organized and take our country back from the people who have frankly destroyed it, and that is the liberal juggernaut that is in the media and especially in the universities. In the school, media, universities, schools, and in the broader public culture, but not the private culture. I think most of our friends and families cling to what's important, but a lot of our own families have lost their way because they don't understand how limited government is so much a better alternative than the nanny state and cradle to the grave entitlement that just makes slaves out of us, especially the poor. I mean, just look at the city of Detroit and we can see serious devastation.
Yeah, it's the result of not being self-reliant. I mean, this culture has just moved so far away from self-reliance that we're suffering.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, my wife and I were talking about this. My wife, by the way, is Gail McNally, who is a sponsor of our show and my favorite interior designer. You know, we were talking about how too often what we find is a sense that people don't want to, it's not so much a question that, well, she said, and she's quoting some people in her industry, say people just don't want to work today. And I'm not so sure it's a sense of people don't want to work. I think a lot of people don't see the benefits or don't understand the benefits of, say, attention to detail, the importance of elegance, excellence, especially in the schools. And there needs to be a complete transformation of what the kids are being taught in the school.
Right.
So we should be any minute hearing from, and I'm going to have to be getting off the air in a few minutes, but you're going, I think David Ajima should be calling. He's driving back to Grand Rapids. He'll be calling in from his car. So, Gary, tell us about your radio show. You have been on now for several months, right?
Yeah, since October, the Drift has been on at 8 to 9 a.m. on Sundays. Yeah. I'm kind of sandwiched in between our church crowds. And we've had some good guests and some good times, and finally starting to feel comfortable behind the microphone. Yeah. And so when you called me, I was very happy. I'm like, oh, yeah, I get another chance to be on the radio this week. So,
yeah
very good. And I tried to learn from you. So you gave me my break by allowing me to come in and sit with you and Darren.
Yeah.
And and I got to say, you're very lucky to have Downriver Darren hang out with you just about any time you want.
Yeah, and Darren is writing a column for you, for your newspaper.
He does. Sure. In fact, this month, the April edition will be out this week, and this month we have the third installment of Project Kirk. So very happy to have that. And, you know, if you Facebook Darren Moore, man, you will become an educated person. That guy, I don't know where he finds the time to read what he reads.
He is able to turn some very complex topics into very readable and understandable commentary on Facebook. Yeah, he does an excellent job.
Yeah,
and one of my other guests who is on frequently is Chip Kleinberg. And Chip is, of course, a lawyer. And he is on up here at the Michigan CPAC. He's on the Judicial Accountability Task Force. And they are working on a project to make it easy for us to rate our judges. They're coming up with questionnaires and meaningful metrics by which people can judge or determine whether our local judiciary is doing a good job. And I'm not sure the timetable when Norm and the task force is going to unveil that, but it'll probably be in the next few months in time for the November election. So,
right. So
that's going to be really exciting.
That's awesome. Well, Jay, we actually have Representative Dave Ajima on the other line.
Okay.
So we'll let you go. If you get a chance the next half hour, maybe call back. Otherwise, we'll muddle through with all the guys you've set up for us. Thank you again so much,
Jerry.
And we'll try and run it for you.
I appreciate it. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, so on the phone, we now have joining us Representative Dave Ajima. Representative Ajima, are you with us?
I'm with you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Now, you represent the 74th District, am I correct?
That's correct. That's basically Kent County and Ottawa County, mostly Ottawa.
And you were just coming back from CPAC today, this morning?
No, actually, I just arrived. I'm going to be speaking this afternoon on security issues for the state of Michigan.
Ah, okay. And that's awesome. Now, Jay McNally was just on the line with us, and he said you are going to be very active in an upcoming hopeful vote, and it's an issue that's very important to me, and it's the illegal the illegals that are here in the state of Michigan and in the country. Can you tell us a little bit about that upcoming proposal?
Well, I have several bills to try to stop illegal immigration in the state. I think, first of all, you got to understand no country can be basically safe or secure unless you can secure your borders. So there's three reasons why this is important. Security for the people, because you got to know who comes to the country, what they carry, whether it's terrorism, whether it's drug trafficking, and so forth. It's a jobs issue because the illegals take jobs away from Michigan citizens. Only 3% of illegals work on farms. And it's a fiscal issue because in 2010, they estimated for health care, education, welfare, jails, and human services alone, the state of Michigan spent nearly $1 billion. So it's a fiscal area as well. So the bills I have is basically House Bill 4024, which is having a hard time getting through the House or the Senate because the Farm Bureau has come out against it. And I have to tell you, they helped me write this bill, and it does not affect farmers. But only 3% of illegals work on farms. The rest of them are working on roads, bridges, hospitality, roofing, siding, and so forth. So I have House Bill 4024, which basically says if you're a contractor or subcontractor with the state of Michigan, you must e-verify your new employees, which is exactly what the federal government does for all their contractors and subcontractors. We have over 2,300 companies in the state that already do it on their own, but the state of Michigan doesn't. So some of these good jobs that we have, working on our roads are going to illegals. I want to stop that.
Right.
And there's House Bill 4026, which says if you're a temporary worker agency, before you send these people out to work in our factories, e-verify them. Now, for those that aren't familiar with e-verify is a free Homeland Security system. Whenever you hire anybody, you have to get their name and Social Security number. All you have to do is hit enter. It zips over to Washington, checks 450 million documents. It checks whether that Social Security number matches the name. It checks whether the green card or the worker visa is overextended, and it comes back confirmed or not confirmed. It's 99.7% accurate, and basically what you're looking at, if it comes back not confirmed, one of three things happen. One, you're looking at an illegal, you typed in a wrong number or a wrong letter in a name, or somebody just got married and didn't change their name or their Social Security number. And another bill I have on this issue is 4305, which basically says no sanctuary cities. One of the cities that was listed as a sanctuary cities for illegals was Detroit. Well, what they're saying is, hey, if we catch you, you're an illegal. Don't worry, we're not going to tell ICE. We're not going to tell Homeland Security. What's wrong with that picture? That is against federal law. And then the most important one I think that really should be looked at is House Bill 4769, which is American law for American courts. We've had 50 cases in 23 states where Sharia law was placed in our courts and a lower judge caused somebody to lose their freedom using a Muslim law, which should not happen. Now, this bill is neutral. It does not mention Sharia law, but it just says no foreign laws if they cause you to lose your rights and freedoms as we understand them in our state constitution or federal constitution cannot be brought into a court of law, and it's happening all over the United States.
Yeah, and all four of those bills run right to stuff that I believe in, and I don't know that you know. I am the editor of a local paper here in the Ann Arbor area and Livingston County area, Current and CurrentOnline.com, and we've grown from a 5,000 circulation to a 33,000 in the last 5 years, and it's because of our conservative outlook and views. And I would love you, Dave, if you would be happy to submit something for us on any one of those in our newspaper, and I'll publish it for you because I think those views are critical to fixing. I come from a construction background, and I have seen, I painted my way through college. I was chased out of the painting industry by illegal immigrants. I was chased out of drywall by illegal immigrants and out of construction and roofing and altogether. I mean, it's amazing how many people, you cannot make a living in construction anymore. It's because of the illegals, and people don't understand
Well, do me a favor, then. If you would, call my office and give me your number and address, or wherever you want me to send this. I'd be happy to send articles on any and all of these subjects. Another issue that was really big, and I have to admit the new Secretary of State we have now is doing a much better job. I really went after the old Secretary of State. She was giving illegals driver's license based on fraudulent data. Well, that allows them to get in my airplanes. I used to be an airline pilot. That allows them to do all kinds of things, banking, and so forth, which we really don't want them to do because we found, again, like the Muslim Brotherhood was shipping money from some of the mosques here on over to Al-Qaeda and Hamas fighting against our own troops. So there's a whole bunch of issues we can talk about on that. I'd be happy to address any and all of them. That's what I'm going to be speaking about here today at CPAC.
Okay, well, that's great. Thank you, Representative Adjema. We appreciate you calling in. Have a good time at the CPAC conference, and we'll talk to you again.
My pleasure.
Okay, so now we have another bigwig. Boy, Jay's lining them up for us fast and furious. We have Senator Mike Bishop on line one. And Senator Mike, are you there?
Indeed, I am.
Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. First, let me say thank you for all the years of service that you have given us. You spent two terms as a state rep and two terms now as a state senator. And we want to thank you for that because, you know what, I think it's important that we are where we are in due part because of you.
Well, as much as I appreciate that, I was fortunate enough back when I was in the Senate to have a very strong Senate Republican majority. Had we not had that majority through the Granholm years, things would have been a much different place in Michigan, believe it or not. And so I give all credit to a great team and a group of determined people who really believe in the future of our state.
Right. And it may be me, so I'd like to get your take on this. We now have a Republican-controlled House and a Republican-controlled Senate and a Republican governor. And I kind of feel that while we should strike while the iron is hot, we're not getting as much done as I would like to see, but I'm pretty conservative. How are you seeing? Are we doing all right, or are we not doing enough while we have the opportunity?
Well, of course, there are things that I'd like to see moving quicker. But I must say that, especially given what I saw in the previous governor, there is such an incredible amount of leadership going on in Lansing now. I give great credit to Governor Snyder and a very determined group of legislators for what they've done so far. Their legislative record in a short amount of time is better than most legislators will see in an entire career. So I give them great credit, and I think if we give them time to get their bearing and properly present these issues, I think you'll find that a good majority of our priority items will be presented and voted on in the Michigan legislature.
Do you think we'll get right to work before the election?
You know, our state has lost 100,000, 80,000 jobs in a short amount of time. I think since 2000, we've had a bloodletting of jobs. We've had a number of people. We were one of the only states that lost population in the last decade. And that's all because we have an environment here in Michigan that's not conducive to jobs. And if we truly want to compete in the future, there are things that we have to do. And there are things that we cannot turn our back on. And we have to create an environment here that is a magnet for jobs, that will keep the jobs that we have, but will attract more internationally and nationally. So do I think that it's going to pass? I think absolutely at some point in time the issue will come up. I would expect that legislators will consider it, only because it means too much to the future of our state. And I know the way these elected officials are today, and I know how committed they are to making sure that they reject the status quo, because the status quo is not working.
Right, and you've... I just want to lay out the welcome mat for you, Senator Bishop, because here at WHAM, Talk 1600, and at the current newspaper, we love the type of views that you represent. And I want to give you a chance. Now, are you running for another office?
Yes, in fact, I am in private practice right now. I've decided that... In Oakland County, I'm going to run for the Oakland County prosecutor in this election, and I'm very excited about the opportunity. I'm very excited about the chance to really turn that office around. And just a number of great professionals that work there, who just are not being properly led right now, and I really am very excited about the opportunity to get in there and make a real difference.
Okay, well, you're always welcome on my show and Jay's show, so please stay in touch with us and stay in touch with WHAM Talk 1600, because we love to get your views out there.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you, Senator. You too. All right, we'll be back on the other side of the break and continue with some wonderful interviews from CPAC.